Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, Montana Public Radio's weekly arts interview. I'm Cherie Newman with some really exciting news. Shakespeare's first folio is coming to Montana. It will be on display in the Montana Museum of Art and Culture in Missoula from the 9th through the 31st of May. And I'm telling you about this a whole month in advance just to give anyone who wants to see the folio plenty of lead time for travel plans. Barbara Kustra, director of the Montana Museum of Art and Culture, is here. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you so much, Cherie. Great to be with you. And yes, we are very excited.
Also in our studio, First Folio Project Director Julie Biondo Edwards, Associate Professor at the Mansfield Library on the University of Montana campus in Missoula. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Let's just start off with you. Can you tell us what the First Folio is?
Yeah, so the First Folio is the first completed collected edition of William Shakespeare's plays. It was published in 1623, 7 years after his death, compiled by two of his fellow actors. And the reason this book is so important is because it preserves 36 of Shakespeare's plays. And without this book, we would not have plays that we are so familiar with and so beloved right now. Macbeth, Twelfth Night, The Tempest, Julius Caesar, all of these would have been lost to history potentially without this amazing book.
Where does this book live and how come we get to see it in Montana?
The First Folio is coming to us from the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. The Folger Library has 82 copies of the First Folio. So there were an estimated 750 folios printed in 1623. The Folger has many of them, and they are touring a copy of the folio to all 50 states. And we are lucky enough to be hosting it here at the University of Montana, thanks to the partnership with the Montana Museum of Art and Culture.
Barbara, what will people see when they walk into the display?
It's incredibly delicate, as you might imagine. It's going to be under very tight security and climate control. It will come with its very own case and security system, as well as be protected by the security system we already have. Very rigorous project and wonderful to have here. It's an unbelievable once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I want to thank Julie for her leadership on this. It's taken 2 years of making and planning to do this. It was a very competitive process from the get-go for Missoula and in our beautiful state to be the venue. So we're very proud of this, and we're proud to share it again, May 9th through 31. It's a fairly tight window. Usually we're with exhibits that last longer than that, but we'll have very much extended hours, so people should really plan to come and visit. It's for all ages. But it'll be an incredible view of this treasure of the ages from such a hugely influential figure in literature, but who influenced so many other things, whether it's opera, whether it's poetry, other theatrical performances, many movies. I mean, the list goes on and on. Even architecture has been influenced by Shakespeare's stories. So we'll not only have the folio itself in this beautiful case, but also some educational materials that set the stage quite literally for this book.
I think there are lots of events that are going on now and will be going on through the end of May that are related to this.
We actually have 12 contributing partners and 9 additional partners across campus and across the community. We are very proud to say this is a true town and gown kind of venture. And the long list of partners is on the website that we'll tell you about during this interview. So please check that out for when we're going to be open to you.
And Julie, can you say a little bit more about the history of this folio and where it's going and how Missoula was chosen to receive it?
Sure. So there was quite an involved application process that we went through with the Folger Shakespeare Library and the American Library Association. The process of putting that application together really required me to think through who our campus and community partners would be. We realized pretty quickly that we would not be able to house the folio in the library, and so we called the museum, and Barbara, to her everlasting credit, said yes. So we we spent the application time talking about how we could display the folio. The Folger wanted to know what sort of public programs that we would be offering, particularly reaching out to teachers and to students and to members of the community. So we spent a lot of time in the application talking about how we were going to reach out to the community. I am thrilled that we get to have this book here, to have this extraordinary artifact here. So there are 18 folios from the Folger that are touring the country. Every single one is different. They're all slightly unique in their own ways. And so we won't know which one we're getting until it arrives. We do know that the folio will be open to Hamlet's soliloquy, To Be or Not to Be, as sort of the iconic Shakespearean character and words.
And lest anyone think, you know, well, what's the excitement about a 400-year-old book anyway? Remember that so much of our language has a genesis in Shakespeare, whether it's something like Knock, Knock, Who's There, which is from Macbeth, or Brevity is the Soul of Wit from Hamlet, or Refuse to Budge an Inch is from Measure for Measure, or For Goodness Sakes, or Good Riddance, or Love is Blind, The Milk of Human Kindness. I mean, these quotes from Shakespeare go on, and we use them in our daily lives.
And we don't even know we're quoting Shakespeare,
right?
Because they've become well-established cliches.
Yes.
So what other activities will be happening related to this?
We have an opening reception that everyone is invited to, hosted by the museum. That will be on May 9th from 5 to 7 in the evening to sort of kick off our month of Shakespeare. We're hosting two lectures for adults, one by Linda Woodbridge on May 19th. She is a renowned expert on Shakespeare. She served as president of the Shakespeare Association of America. The second lecture will be by John Hunt, who teaches in the English department here on campus, and he's speaking on May 26th. We also have tons of other programs on campus, workshops for teachers, student performances of Shakespeare. The Missoula Writing Collaborative is doing writing workshops for students. All of this information is available on our website, which is www.lib.umt.edu/folio. The full schedule is there. All of the museum hours are there. All of this information is also on the museum's website, which is at www.umt.edu/Montana Museum. So people can go to either one of those sites and get the full list of programs and events and displays that are going on all over campus and all throughout Missoula.
If anybody has trouble remembering those websites, they'll be available at our website, mtpr.org. There is a link right there on our homepage, mtpr.org. The links to the website for the museum and the library will be there. Is there a phone number where people can call?
Certainly, 243-2019.
Okay, and we'll also put that phone number on the website. First Folio Project Director Julie Biondo Edwards and Barbara Kustra, Director of the Montana Museum of Art and Culture, thank you so much for talking with me about Shakespeare's First Folio, May 9th through the 31st.
Thanks, Cherie.
Thank you, Cherie.